WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The number of weekly jobless claims in the U.S. up by 22,000 to 242,000. That's the highest number in 3 months. And more job cuts could be coming to the federal workforce as the Trump administration's directed all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. ABC's Rachel Scott says the process has seen reversals.
One day after the Department of Veterans Affairs cut $2 billion in contracts, the department reversing some cancellations that may have affected medical care and benefits for veterans, including safety inspections at VA medical facilities and supporting cancer programs.
On social media, President Trump says tariffs will go into effect on Canada and Mexico March 4th. The West Texas measles outbreak still growing, now blamed for the death of a school-aged girl. Legendary actor Gene Hackman found dead in his New Mexico home along with his wife and their dog. Authorities say there were no signs of foul play. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of 23 attorneys general in filing an amicus brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court to act to protect a key provision of the Affordable Care Act that guarantees access to critical preventive care for millions of Americans. Attorney General Call and the coalition urged the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a lower court's decision stating that the structure of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is unconstitutional. Before the ACA's enactment, many Americans struggled to afford preventive services such as cancer screenings, which can be life-saving, but were often not covered by insurance. Congress enacted the ACA's preventive services provision to eliminate this financial barrier by requiring most private insurance plans to cover preventive services recommended by the task force without charging out-of-pocket cost, including copayments or deductibles. The attorneys general have asked the Supreme Court to reverse the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit's decision in Kennedy versus Braidwood Management Incorporated. According to the coalition's brief, the Fifth Circuit's decision that the task force exercises unconditional authority over insurance plans is incorrect because the task force's members are constitutionally appointed and supervised by the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. The coalition further explains that prohibiting enforcement of the preventive services provision could cause a significant gap in health coverage that states will not be able to fill because federal law prevents them from regulating certain insurance plans. In addition to saving lives, the provision has also reduced socioeconomic, racial, and ethnic disparities in health care by expanding access to a variety of preventive services. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jair Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm going to do It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. And our phone lines are open. I'll take any, you know, any comments, any questions. But before I get there, I want to do a quick commentary. Something I haven't done, but I feel compelled to do because of where we are now, the times and the impact of the Trump presidency in many areas. So let me put this out there. This is statistics, Statistasia, which is the name of this periodical. It's Economy and Politics. Poverty rate in the United States in 2023 by race and ethnicity. The American, Native American, and Alaskan Native, the Native American Indian, 21.2%. This is 2023 statistics. Even to this day, 21% of the Native Americans live in poverty. Up next, the black community. 18% of the black community lives in poverty. Hispanic community, 16.6% live in poverty. All other races, 11.1% live in poverty. The white race, 7.7% live in poverty, and Asians, 9.1%. So why am I bringing those statistics up? For two reasons. I live in urban America. I don't live in rural America. And with what Donald Trump is doing to many people, the people who are going to be hurt the most are the people who are already in poverty. Again, Native Americans, 21%. Blacks, 18%. Hispanics, 16.6%. All other races, 11%. And white America, 7.7%. But what I'm hearing is the impact to rural America. As if people who live in the cities are somehow not going to feel this pain. Well, we're going to feel it the worst and the most. And so I hear, well, you know, people who live in urban America who voted for Donald Trump, you know, we've got to understand why they did it. And Donald Trump pulled the wool over their eyes. Well, I say to that, as I move around my community and as the conversations in our community are about the realities of what is coming to people who already 18% are impoverished, the policies of Donald Trump and Republicans, and the damage that they're going to do to people who've been living on the margin forever. It's just unimaginable. Programs that are going to be, what is going to happen to people who are on the lowest rung of the society? And yet, they're not even talked about. Well, you know, rural America, I get it, right? Rural America voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. And all of us have to suffer that pain because of the decisions that were made. Our communities already struggling and are going to be totally devastated. The elderly and children. It's unbearable what is coming down the pike. So I get it when I hear, well, you know, we can't be too hard on rural America. Well, hey, rural America, you voted for this man. And yes, okay, you can have buyer's remorse. But that doesn't help what's coming down the pike in the community where I live. And the children and the elderly who already struggle to eke out a living in the wealthiest nation on earth, it's going to be even more difficult as programs that have been placed there to address what put them in the condition in the first place. So for all those people who condemn Joe Biden and Democrats, well, they didn't do anything for us. And so, you know, we've got to vote for Donald Trump because he really is going to do something for us. It was talked about all along that he wasn't going to do anything for you. He had been there before. 4 years, 8 years ago, he was the president. Many of us knew who and what he was. Yet people voted for him anyway. And now as the nation is weighed in the balance, and now as the world itself has been turned inside out and upside down, and you watch this man, this monster, as he continues to do the things that he is doing. Unbelievable. What is transpiring? Let me give you some ideas of who this man is. This man is getting ready to cut the EPA by 65%. The Environmental Protection Agency that is there to protect you, your children, and the future of this nation. And 65% of that is going to be gutted because of this man. And as he continues to talk about this in a manner that I would say to you does not have any human qualities in it whatsoever, you know, this is where we are. I'm sorry. We can't wash our hands of what we, the role we played in putting this man in office. We're watching the devastation of it. It's only been a month. We know what's coming. If the ensuing weeks and months are anything like what we've already witnessed, it's not so easy to say, well, he snookered us. He didn't have to be there. We knew who he was. And yet we put him there in the first place. Here's a man. The prospect of cutting 65% to the EPA, which Trump mentioned in a White House cabinet meeting Wednesday, is a dream come true for some conservatives who have long advocated for shrinking the regulatory agency. But the public declaration that the administration would eliminate most of the agency's tasks with cleaning up the toxic waste and regulating air and water pollution stunned EPA's employees. Listen to that. The EPA is tasked with cleaning up toxic waste, regulating air and water pollution. Who would be opposed to that? Unless there was somebody who clearly is deranged. And there are people who will still say, that's my man. I'm still with Trump. Man, who do you think the air, toxic waste, and water pollution, who in our nation is not impacted by that? I don't care whether you live in rural America, whether you live in urban America. You've got to understand that we're all in this thing together. All of us in it together. And yet, there are people who continue to support this madness. Let me bring this up to you before we go to the phone lines. Here's what's at the root of all of this with Donald Trump and Elon Musk. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is weighing the cancellation of an over $2 billion contract that was awarded to Verizon for overhauling the National Airspace Systems Communication Network. It's been taken away from Horizon and given to Elon Musk and his Starlink space. Politics. That's what's at the root of it. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Donald Trump is out of control. Stopping payments for healthcare and food for hungry kids. Eliminating the Department of Education. And letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
News from the center, WRCE.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Up the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. All calls are welcome. Before we go there, this just adds to what we're into, what we're in. Trump shares AI video envisioning Gaza development with a gold statue of himself. President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposals for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip, complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. This man is insane and has very few human qualities, and yet people put him in that position. Let's go to Tom from Richland. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, can you imagine being the guy who drew that all up and showed it to him the first time? That must have been awesome. That's incredible. Listen, now you're talking about the EPA being got. I just want to mention that we don't have nuclear power plants being built because they're so expensive that they have a problem that insurance companies won't pay for the damage they do, and the U.S. government guarantees beyond a certain amount that they would take care of the rest. And when they start building nuclear power plants again, that's one EPA rule, one kind of federal rule they're not going to break down, because they can't do this without this government guarantee to cover the disasters. So it's just another example of where they pick where they want to cut things and hang on to things that, you know, are probably stupid to begin with.
Well, you know, Tom, The EPA is there for a reason, right? Okay, Environmental Protection Agency. Okay.
Who started it?
It doesn't matter. Who is it there to protect? Hey, Tom, who is it there to protect? Irregardless of who's there to who started it, who is it there to protect? The corporations?
All of us.
Right? Okay, well, they're getting ready to do away with that. Doesn't that bother you?
Absolutely. It's incredible.
All right.
Hey, I just want to mention one nice bit of news. If we're making maple syrup today out here, Earl. I'll try to get you some.
All right, man.
Homemade maple syrup.
Hey, man. Thank you. I would certainly leave your number with. Okay. You got it. All right. Thank you. Hey, Mary. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. So, power and money are the addictions driving the administration, and you know it's unbelievable actions. If people want a source of hope, I'd like to call their attention to The Contrarian, which is Substack. Jen Rubin, I just listened to her this morning, and so she's going to be interviewing Ben Wickler today, and she's highlighting the importance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election coming up. And she's going to be interviewing him today, and then I don't know if it's going to be live, but she'll definitely have a write-up. So for $7 a month, you know, subscribing to The Contrarian is really a source of hope for us, and I hope that people will look into this. They're looking for as many subscribers as possible.
It's called The Contrarian?
The Contrarian, yeah. If you Google that, you know, it'll come up. And so Jen Rubin,
Hey, Mary, I remember her. I will look it up, and I will certainly comment on it and bring it up, okay?
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir? You say what?
You know, there is a lot of hope, Earl, with Trump.
Where is it at, Bill?
Where's the hope? I'll explain. I'll tell you exactly. It's one of the members of your civic media group, James Santel. I was talking to him on a Saturday, and I said, how vulnerable is Trump right now? And he said, I quote, extremely. And here's what he meant. He's a very easy guy to manipulate. You know how to manipulate him and pull his strings. But with all that's going on, he's going to face one thing he has no ability to deal with. He's powerless, and that's integrity, honesty, diplomacy, our standard in our country. It won't be long till it really hits the fan, big time, with him, and he's called out. Remember, the people run the country. He doesn't. We have the ability to shut the country down. We have the ability to hold him accountable. He thinks he's king, but people panic and say, oh, my God, he's king. He's king. No, he's not. He's king in his mind.
Hey, Bill, I will say to you that if he's not, he's certainly wielding power of a king. And whether or not the people have the power to stop him or not is in question, because we have a Congress that can't stop him. We have a judicial system that doesn't seem to be able to stop him, Bill. And it's early on in this, and we're talking 4 years. Again, he's dismantling the EPA, Bill. I don't see the encouragement in that.
Well, let me expound on that.
Okay, well then, hang on, Bill. 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tuesday that while Republican lawmakers are still ironing out priorities for the state budget, tax cuts are a key part of the developing plans. While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WISP politics luncheon at the Madison Club. The Democratic-backed candidate for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is decrying Elon Musk's involvement. Susan Crawford said Tuesday that the world's wealthiest man is trying to buy a seat on our Supreme Court. A political action committee created by Musk has spent $1 million on the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest so far. Another group that Musk has contributed to in the past has spent $1.6 million on television ads attacking Crawford, who is a Dane County judge. Musk is backing Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel, a longtime Trump supporter. Schimmel says it's more concerning that his Democratic-supported opponent is benefiting from donations by liberal philanthropist George Soros. The race for ideological control of the battleground state's highest court is nonpartisan in name only. The election on April 1st will determine whether liberals maintain their majority on the court. Schimmel said Wednesday that he will not be influenced by the big money donations coming in on his side. Crawford has made similar pledges of independence. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and Jane on Matt the Aaron app. Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I just want to add, before we go back to the phone lines, President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposal for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip. Complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. The 33-second video, which the president shared on Truth Social, starts with a shot of the city in ruins and the Israeli military's 15-month bombardment. Text on the screen then reads, Gaza 2025, what's next? The AI footage then pans to a scene of what seems to be tech billionaires and senior advisor Elon Musk enjoying a meal and laughing as the sun shines and people dance around him. I don't know what you call that. You know, all of that carnage, all of those lives that were lost in that, and a man doesn't have any soul, because he can show this, and this is what people call our leader. Bill, you wanted to say why you think that these things, at Donald Trump can, these things we shouldn't be worried about. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be worried about it. You should be aware. But just a few minutes ago on your show, they talked about April 1st. If we can keep Shifty Schimmel out of our Supreme Court, we made a huge step forward. And then I'm going to allude to something else you talked about this morning, the EPA. You get the right Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin, I wouldn't worry too much about all this stuff with the EPA. They will stand strong against all of that. They will tie those people up in court till they don't know which way is up. Our country needed to go through a cleansing. It was obviously where we were headed. We have fake news, and now he's using AI. But remember, we too can use AI against him. Remember, we can use all his insanity against him. He wants to interrogate James Comey. That might be the best thing that ever happened. One guy that will really be permitted to be
Bill.
Investigated will be James Comey.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, listen, I don't think anybody needs to look any further than the fact that he put Pete Hegseth in charge of our military, okay? The guy is a knucklehead, but he's not really that much of a knucklehead. He's like a Fox knucklehead, and I don't mean the network. What I mean is that he's just surrounding himself with yes people, and when the MAGA morons call, they want to tell us all about how we're just being ridiculous, when really all they're doing is just hoping to God that this thing, this worm turns somehow. But guess what? It's not. He wants to be Putin, okay? Talks about putting his face on a $250 bill. Oh, no, the MAGA people say. No, that's not true. Oh, he doesn't want his face on the mountain with the other four presidents. No, that's not true either. Well, you know what is true? This guy was all over the child molesters report, was all over his phone messages, traveled on his plane seven times that we know of, and he sexualized his own daughter. He's been married three times, but yet all the little representative minions of his come out and throw a cross in front of their shirt, especially the women. They want to make sure that big cross is right out there. So they hide behind God, and I just got to – I'm just – please, if he's going to come, please come now and just help us out here. But he's slow – free press, my God, if anybody isn't waking up to the fact that we are losing the free press, he's eliminating people one at a time. He's got the FCC going over any network that doesn't speak highly of him, okay? So, you know, Brendan,
he's almost conquered this. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, I want to thank you because December 1st, I started my workout routine, and I walk at least 10 miles a day. I'm on Dr. Omar's supplement. He's been wonderful. My body fat percentage is down to 15%. So I'm kind of back in my football playing days in terms of my body composition, all that. So I want to thank you for that. Second, everyone needs to make sure they know when the town hall meetings are. And if you're a representative is not having a town hall meeting, you have your own town hall meeting and put a cardboard cutup of that person in front of the room. Right now, what the Republicans are trying to do, my mom is in Derek Van Orden's area, and what they're trying to say is, oh, no, we're not going to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. They are lying to you.
No question, they're lying.
They already passed the budget, but what they're doing is they're trying to make sure their hands are not bloody by saying, okay, we've made all these cuts. Now there will be other committees that will actually make those cuts. So that way the Republicans in Congress don't get blamed for making those cuts. So I just want to make people aware, because Derek Van Orden will send you a letter and say, people that say we're not cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are lying. He wrote that directly in an email. That's a lie, because it may not be him directly. But he did the budget the other day, which will actually lead to the cutting of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Well,
I just want to make people aware.
Well, Tom, if people
town hall meeting.
Well, if people really knew, the only way you can cut, you know, the real deficit is to cut either Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, or the military. That's it. And so they have to deal with one of those four. And if they say that they're not going to deal with any of them, they're just totally lying. Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
I want to follow up on Tom. And I want to remember great things that he said. If they're spewing it, they're doing it. And they even put a letter, you know, a tweet or something like that on my local news station. I was so goddamn mad I had steam flowing on my ears of Eric Van Orden's message, a picture of him in the corner, and his message that they are not going to, impact Medicaid and Medicare. And I was furious. I tried to call the station, and I couldn't call. There is something really wrong with this. And people, you need to vote against Schimmel. There's lies going out. And if they're spewing it and calling this judge that's running against him, Susan Crawford, endangering public safety. Who endangers public safety? They're spewing it. They're the ones doing it. Driving costs up on our families. Who drove up costs on our families? People that are up to their name, not Susan Crawford. And record of liberal partnership. Well, what the devil's liberal partnership? That's so BS. They've lived the label of liberal versus mega. People supporting oligarchs and people trying to hurt the average American person. Wake up, folks.
Hey, Gene.
Out there fighting.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts? Susan?
Trump, I get so upset with him. Trump did with Gaza. People need to understand that the Palestinians, do you think that the people in those areas are going to allow that to happen? This is why he has not cut the military. The next step will be we will be funding military to go to Gaza to maintain that area. and there is going to be a war. And it's not going to affect us because we're too old, but it will affect our children and our grandchildren because this is what's going on. And people have to understand. You say, well, this is the United States, we the people. The Republicans have gerrymandered it. They packed Congress. They packed the judicial system, the Supreme Court. You don't have, the only thing that you have right now going for you people is to vote these Republicans out of office. That's the only thing that you have. And you have to wake up to that because otherwise we are totally lost. And we will be in the kingdom of Trump forever after.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, 855-752-4842 is the number. I would say to you, let me respond to this text. The Earl, and this says, this is from James, the Earl Ingram Show, Democrats and Government Spending poll to February 24th. 66% said Democrats should join the mission of cutting government waste. Let me say to you, James, you may not be aware, but the only way they can address the debt that we owe is not through cutting what they call cutting government waste. The sheer dollars that they need to have and the cuts that need to be made can only be made, as I said earlier, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the military. Those are the four major, costs in our government. And the only other way to address cutting our debt and deficit is to raise the revenue. And you don't do that by cutting taxes on the wealthy. So since you're giving the tax cuts to the wealthy, James, you're just ill-informed. There's no other way that you can do that. I don't care how many Fox News shows you watch or what other radio conservative talk outlets, you listen to. The truth of the matter is the only way to cut and do to the degree that you're going to impact the debt that we owe is through those four programs. And since they're saying that they're not going to cut them, which is a lie, you're just so far off the mark. Look it up. 855-752-4842 is the number. It is, phone lines are open. It is your show. You can do what you want to do. I'll take any questions or comments on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back to the phone lines. Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. Been a long time no speak.
Yes, sir.
Don't lose hope. That's the first thing. And sometimes you just have to let the children hurt themselves.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
That's all of us. All of us feel it.
And it's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
Because half the country hates the other half. And the only way you can get rid of hate is you all have to have a common dilemma. And so we're going to have to just let it happen.
Well, Jeff, I just don't
think. I'm a Democrat. I'm on Social Security. I'm on Medicare. And I'm willing to just die in the street.
You know,
that's what it's going to take to get the country to wake up and realize giving money to the rich is not a winning plan.
It's not, Jeff. Jeff, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for always listening and calling. Thank you. Jack from Racine, good morning to you. Jack, you say what?
Good morning. I was listening to the fellow who sent you a text. I think it was Steve or James. I hope he's still listening. And I think a lot of hardworking people look at the budget and they say that the national debt, and they equate it to their own budget, say we couldn't live with this kind of debt. But I call an old friend. He's a farmer. He's a construction guy, and I haven't talked to him for a long time, but that was his issue. He didn't realize that Donald Trump was one of the highest debt raising presidents ever.
Yes.
And that now he's going to do it again.
Yes.
He didn't realize that at all, you know. And he had forgotten about that, hey, they're giving tax. The reason we went into debt is we gave tax breaks to wealthy people.
$7 trillion in 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I understand why they thought they were doing the right thing by voting for Trump. But they just don't follow it. They work hard, and they swallow that line.
Hey, Jack, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ruth from McClure. Good morning to you, Ruth. You say what? Ruth from McClure. Ruth, are you there?
Give me 1 second, Earl.
Okay.
I have some issues with the computer.
Okay. So in the interim, You know, we really just are in a horrible, horrible place. I don't know how we get out of it. I honestly don't. I know people say have faith, but you have to give me something to build my faith off of. What I see with my naked eye takes away any faith that I have that things are going to get better. You know, you got it? Okay, things on us. Okay, all right. So I can go to Ruth from Eau Claire.
You'll come on.
All right, Ruth, you there? Hey,
I'm
Ruth.
Not Ruth, Earl.
Okay, go ahead. Who are
you? Can
you hear me? Terry from
the Terry from the Northwoods.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like your rendition of Tavares there. That was good.
All right. All right.
Anyway, Rick Smith, who's on your fine network, said that the Democrats ought to leave Washington, D.C. and go into Republican districts and have town hall meetings and listen to people. Invite them in.
No.
And get their complaints.
Hey, Terry.
That was Rick's idea.
Hey, Terry, no question. Thank you very much. I don't disagree with that. Really appreciate it. Okay, let me see. Okay, Ruth. Ruth, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right. You say what?
I am saying in terms of you were talking about cuts, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, those dollars come into communities. They take care of people.
Yes.
They give jobs. Those jobs bring money into the community to purchase what families need in order to survive, you know, to manage their own households. This money routes around in our communities and does so much good. It's not like it just goes to a person. Those people generally need to hire other people to help them in their daily life so that they can maintain their own health in some way. The other thing is that Social Security is not a government program in the same way that Medicare and Medicaid is. Social Security is our dollars, our savings account. That is not money that we get taxed for in terms of, so that money doesn't result from taxes. That money results from our hard-earned dollars going into that Social Security fund.
Hey, Ruth, thank you very much. And all the rest of you on the phone lines, I'm sorry we ran out of time. We'll be back on tomorrow. Certainly give us a call. I'll be joined once again by my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll continue the conversation. We'll give you an opportunity. I promise you. Thank all of you who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Matinette, Greg Bach, Matinette on air. See you later.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says on social media tariffs will go into effect on imports from Canada and Mexico Tuesday, and the tariffs on all Chinese goods will double from the current 10% number. There are fears these tariffs will lead to higher prices for American consumers. ABC's Michael Strahan asked Amazon CEO Andy Jassy if prices will be going higher.
At the end of the day, if you're building a sustainable business, you can't lose money in everything you're doing.
Should they expect prices to go up across the board on all products?
I hope not.
Today, President Trump will meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine. The West Texas measles outbreaks resulted in the U.S.'s first measles death since 2015. A school-age girl has died. More than 120 people have been infected. Authorities in New Mexico say there were no signs of foul play at the home of legendary actor Gene Hackman, where the 95-year-old was found dead along with his wife and their dog. This is ABC News.